I don't want you to be afraid of networking. I don't want you to be afraid of it at all. It is such an amazing way to get more people to have eyes on your business and have those other business owners, other professionals to serve you. Welcome to The Clinical Entrepreneur, a business podcast that's dedicated to healthcare practitioners just like you who are hustling every day to build a business and a life you're proud of. Join me, Rhonda Nelson, as I share my own experiences and extract actionable advice from industry experts about what it takes to build and scale a profitable wellness practice. Well, hello and welcome back to the podcast. We're going to talk about networking today. And I'm sure that for many of you, that's like the F word. I mean, who wants to network? It's not very fun. It's awkward. Everybody's awkward. And it feels very self-serving. And it's really not so much fun. I think one of the reasons why practitioners don't often get involved in like local networking groups like BNI groups and that kind of thing is because of the word networking. It always just feels a little slimy and awkward to be in a group of people like that, and everybody's trying to, you know, hawk their wares, so to speak, like, oh, come and see me, I'm the tire guy, or I'm the chiropractor, or, you know, I'm the financial investment. There are certain businesses that just work really well in those groups. Some are slimy, and some people, their businesses just don't work well in those groups. But I hate to tell you this, friend, but in the health and wellness space, especially if you are a, you know, hands-on kind of practitioner, these groups are fabulous for the work that you do. Now, there are certain other people in the group that may not be good referrers to you. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But I will tell you right now that if you are looking, if you are a brick and mortar or you're a virtual, it doesn't matter. These types of networking groups can be a game changer for your practice as far as the type of new leads that you have coming in. So let me just back up and kind of give you a little bit of perspective. Networking is the way that we just connect with other people. We just let someone else know about what we do. And then hopefully you are a nice enough human being that you're going to actually be interested in what the other guy does too, because you truly might be able to refer. So we're going to take like a big O tire guy, right? Somebody from a tire shop. So this dude has a little independently owned tire shop in town and he's in the BNI group. And he just loves to talk about tires. And he wants to know what kind of car you have and what kind of hopped up tires you can put on your car and why the tires that come from the fat. He knows all the things about all the things about tires. Now, that guy is pretty transactional with his customers, right? The customers come into his tire store, they buy his tires, and he says, thank you so much. He offers him a cup of coffee and a donut, and then off they go. Very transactional. Now, you and I are not so much transactional. We're more in the, you know, relationship building space. And we're kind of getting down and dirty and intimate with our patients and knowing things about their health and their family and all the things. So now your tire guy, probably not going to be your best referral because it's not very likely that the transaction that happens between the two of the customer and the tire guy, that the customer just happens to drop that, you know, he has a libido problem. Or she has like PCOS or something. Now, unless the tire guy is just super conversational and everybody loves him and they just tell him all their things, maybe. But transactional kind of businesses like that, where it's I'm come in, I want to buy the thing and I want to go home, they're probably not going to be good referrals for you. However, there will be other people in the group that are going to be great referrals for you. People like counselors, right? People that do other types of work that's more relational in nature. Sometimes even financial planners can be a great referral source for you because they're getting to know families. They're getting to know what are things that are happening that we need to make financial strategies for. And maybe some of those things are illness or sickness. So that doesn't mean just because your BNI group has a tire guy in it, doesn't mean you shouldn't be there. I'm just telling you, don't expect the same thing from every single person in that group. So the second thing I want to point out is that these BNI groups or whatever it is, there's a whole bunch of different ones. There's some that are just women. It depends on where you live, what part of the country, whether you're in a metropolitan area or a smaller city. But many of these towns or cities will have multiple groups. And some of them I've been in are like, like, pardon the expression, but they're like good old boys clubs. They're just good old boys. Like, as a woman and as a newcomer, it's a no. You just know it when you walk in. You get the cold shoulder and they don't want anybody in there new, especially a girl. So I'm out. I go visit one time and I'm done. That's it. So I just go try another one. But pretty soon you keep trying and you're going to find one that just is like, oh, I really like these people. Like, they're really nice. They're like me. They're friendly. They're nice. And they were very welcoming. And you'll find your little tribe. Now, you're probably thinking, well, I have a virtual practice or I have a hybrid practice or, you know, that's not going to work for me. Well, let me ask you this question. So brick and mortar people, just hold tight for a second. I'm going to talk to the virtual people. Listen, if you have a virtual practice, here's my question to you. No matter what town you live in, is every single person in your town, even if you're virtual and you live in, you know, ABC, Kentucky, is every single person in ABC, Kentucky completely 100% healthy if they have no health problems? No, of course not. That's not going to happen. So just because you're virtual doesn't mean that people still can't refer to your virtual practice. You could just say, I'm virtual. I live here in town, but I do have a virtual practice and this is how I work. It still works for you, friend. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater on this. Now back to our BNI group. So now you've found a group, you're in the group and you're like, yes, these are my people. You're already like exchanging business cards. What do you do? What do you do? Here's what I do, et cetera. Now in these BNI groups, there's always chance for like sidebar conversation. This is where networking gets juicy and you're going to be able to find your right person. So let me tell you how to do it. The first thing I want you to think about is you always want to make the other person be the star of the show. So now I'm going to use the financial planner as my example. The tire guy, probably not our dude, but the financial planner might be a great fit for you. So let's just say I'm going to come up to the financial planner. I'm going to say, well, you know, hello, Bill. So nice to meet you. I'm Rhonda. I've heard a lot about you in town. I've just never had the pleasure of meeting you. I'm so glad to finally get a chance to meet you. Tell me a little bit about what you do. Bill, oh, he's just feeling so happy that someone wants to hear about finances. He's so happy to talk about himself. And off he goes, talking about all the things and all things he does and financial planning and this, that, the other thing, and an IRA and an HSA. You hear HSA and you think, oh, well, hey, so you make a mental note. And then he's done and it just gets quiet. So you go to your next question. Well, how long have you been doing this? Or, you know, how long have you lived in town? Or do you have any kids? You know, do you belong to any other groups in town? Or, you know, how long have you been in your office? Or did you have a different office? But there's a billion questions you could ask him, right? You are just going to keep asking questions. Now, what's happening to Bill's ego right now? Oh, man, he is feeling so taken care of, so loved, so appreciated. And oh, my gosh, you've just made his whole day. And you just are, I mean, be genuine. Don't be like looking on your phone while you're talking to Bill. But you're going to be genuine. You're just going to ask him question. Now, there will come a point in the conversation, it happens every time, there'll come a point in the conversation where you will say, it'll kind of pause and you'll be thinking, oh, what's my next question? This is like a fork in the road. This is where Bill is either going to turn around, that financial planner is going to turn around and start asking you questions, or he's going to continue talking about himself. Now, a good networking relationship, as you might imagine, is one that goes both ways. That means that when you're asking questions to that other professional, that other business person that's in your town, you're asking those questions and they're answering them, but they also understand that reciprocation is important. So then they want to get to know you a little bit better. So they're going to be asking you questions. How long have you been in practice? What is your specialty? Have you always been in that building? How long have you had a virtual practice? Do you like having a virtual practice? Bill, if he's a human with a heart, he's going to be interested in you. Now you get to say all of the things that you do and you get to find out if there's common ground between you that you can maybe cross-refer. Now remember, in this conversation that you had with Bill, You heard the financial planner say that he knows a little something about HSAs. And your little ears perked up because you're thinking, oh, that's actually really good for my patients. This is great. So you just make a mental note of this. And as you begin to dialogue back and forth with your new friend, Bill, who's the financial planner, you're now going to be able to say, hey, listen, tell me a little bit more about these HSAs. How do they work? Oh, Bill's so happy to tell you all about the thing. Now, if Bill is a human and Bill has a heart, Bill is going to say to you, because he's going to recognize the opportunity, he's going to say to you, listen, do you have very many patients that come in and have HSAs? And you might say, well, actually, no, I don't. But I do think it's a very valuable tool. Now you've got some common ground where you can start to talk about how you might refer to one another. The most important thing to remember is that networking is not about you. It's about the other person. And when you make it about the other person, they are going to feel so taken care of. And they're going to say, oh, that Rhonda, she's just the nicest person. She just asked me so many great questions. She's just very interesting. She was friendly. She blah, blah, blah. And now Bill feels very seen, very heard. And I was able to make him feel that way. But now how does he leave feeling about me? I made a good impression on him. Maybe he didn't get around to asking me as many questions as he wanted to, or maybe that I would want to. But the point is, I didn't jump in and dominate the conversation and say, well, let me tell you about me. And I've been doing this for 25 years, and I have seen this many patients, and I specialize in this. And do you hear what's happening right there? I. As soon as you start getting on the I train, I this, I that, I. Bill, he's out. He's done. He's out because he needs it to be about him. But if he's a human and he has a heart, he's going to say, I really like you. I want to know about you too. But it starts by us, you and I, as healthcare practitioners and good networkers in a very, very kind, loving, and a way that has a lot of integrity. We want to make sure that we make the other person feel like king for the day, right? They're the ones that are just feeling amazing because we've asked a lot of questions and engaged them. So when you network at these groups, it should never be awkward. It's like going to a party. It's like a party. You just got a bunch of people around. And your job is to go learn as much as you can about every single person. Where we get so awkward when it comes to networking and building these kinds of relationships is when we think that we have to like talk about ourselves. Well, it's hard to initiate that conversation and talk about yourself. It's much easier when someone else is asking you. But you're going to start by being the asker, right? You're going to be the one that's going to start by asking the questions. And when you do that, you've created so much goodwill with the other person that they are, if they're a human and they have a heart, they're going to turn around and they're going to start asking you questions about what you do. Now, when you answer those questions, you have to be sure that you can be very specific about what you do. Now, back to Bill for a second. I'm going to come back to that. So you have to be very specific about what you do. So if you're talking to Bill and Bill says, oh, I help everybody with all of their financial needs all the time, no matter how old or where they live, I'm all for all the people. Is that memorable for you? Probably not. You're not going to remember, oh, there's that Bill financial planner and he does all the things for all the people all the time. That's not going to be real memorable for you. But what if Bill said, listen, what I do is I work with families that have young children and I help them set up retirement accounts for their children to not only pay for college, but also then to be retirement money for their children when their children get older. I specialize in helping families invest into the future of their children. Ooh, now your ears perk up and all of a sudden your brain is going to go to work and it's going to try and solve a problem. It's like, oh, well, who do I know that needs that? And you're going to be thinking, you know, I've got a couple patients and, you know, they've got some extra cash. They're financially doing very well. Now, this is, you're just thinking it. You're not going to show all your cards right away, but you think, oh, wow, this is really interesting. This is what Bill does. Now that is memorable. Very memorable. You're not going to forget what Bill does. You're going to get Bill's card and life is good. You're like, I'm going to remember this. And we also know he does HSAs, right? Okay. Now, Bill comes back to you and says, well, you know, Rhonda, tell me what you do. And I start telling him, I help everybody who comes in. I just help all kinds of people with, you know, lots of different things like hormones and digestion and sore feet and hair loss and body odor and thyroid and skin. And so what's Bill going to say? Oh, well, that's really nice. Awesome. I'm so happy for you. That's great. It's so nice to meet you. Talk to you later. And he's out because you didn't say anything remarkable. So if we were going to replay that, when you go to these meetings and you're going to be talking about what you do, share about something specific that you do. Who is the person that you help? What condition, type of person, symptom, situation do you want to be known for? What do you do well? I was just on a coaching call with another doctor earlier today, and I asked her, I said, you know, what do you want to do? Like, what's your jam? What lights you up? She said, well, you know, I kind of like working with, you know, people that have like chronic unrelenting headaches. I said, oh, that's a great one because what a great market that is. There's lots of people who have headaches. She said, I think that they're like, some are thyroid, some are kind of structural, some are, you know, just like anxiety kind of headache. I said, you're right. She goes, but you know, I also really like working with people who've had like intestinal infections from overseas travel. I'm like, whoop, that's a good one too. People who get sick and that never been well since moment. You've probably heard me talking about that if you're in clinical academy. So you've got this never been well since. They were over in Mexico. They had Montezuma's revenge, super sick for 3-4 days. Now they're better, but they've never been well since, right? They're just digestion, body, fatigue, all the things. So I said to her, this was earlier today, and I said, so which one is it? She's like, I don't know. I really kind of like both. And I said, well, which one do you think is easier? You know, people with headaches or to talk to people with intestinal, which is most common? She said, well, probably headaches. I'm like, well, do you like them both the same? Yeah, pretty much. I said, great, then go with headaches. Do that. And then you're going to start helping those other people anyway, and the word will get out eventually. But talk to your people about headaches. So using that as an example, I'm now back talking to Bill. I'm going to say, hey, Bill, yeah, thanks for asking. I'm a naturopath. I've been in practice for 20 years, and my specialty is helping women with chronic migraines or chronic headaches, and they just cannot get rid of them. Now, what's Bill going to say? He's going to be like, oh, I know a bunch of people. My wife has that. And then he's going to say, oh my gosh, I need your card. I know so many people who have this problem. Can you give me your card? Can I have a whole bunch of them? Like, I know all the people. My wife knows all the people. He's so excited because now he gets to be a hero to his wife, a hero to his friends, a hero to his other people. Now, listen, this is so important. Listen, if you're driving or you're just like, come back to me for a second. This is so important because when we can provide information to someone else about what we do, that's very clear, very precise. I help women who have chronic headaches or migraines that they can't figure out how to make the headaches go away. Bill hears that and Bill gets to go back and talk to the people that he knows. And he says to his wife, listen, I met somebody today and she's going to be able to help you. Now he looks like a hero to his wife, which he probably already does, but then he's going to tell his friend and then he's going to tell somebody else and somebody else. And now Bill, he looks good to everybody and everybody loves him. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. I called Rhonda 3 months ago and she helped me and my headaches are gone now. I've lost 10 pounds. I feel so much better. She got me connected with a chiropractor and acupuncture, whatever, right? Now they love Bill, and they love me. It's a win-win. But would that have happened had I just said, well, you know, I just help everybody. And I'm just like, here, if you have any health problems, just let me know and I'll be happy to take you on as a new patient. Do you see the difference? It's powerful. When you're networking, you have to be clear about who you serve, the problem you solve, you know, the type of patient that you work with. When you're clear about that and you can communicate that clearly, after you've asked the other guy questions first, right? You're getting them to talk first. And then if they're human and they have a heart, they're going to turn around and ask you questions. And when you're very clear about what you do, who you serve, the problem you solve, it's more memorable and the brain just works this way. They're going to be looking for people to talk to about that and to give your information to. This is how easy networking becomes. It doesn't have to be this drudgery where all we're trying to do is get more business. I really would encourage you, drop that line of thinking altogether. When you go connect with people in these networking groups or other groups, it could be an industry type, you know, maybe it's an association of some kind or some other community that you're in. When you make it about the other person first, I promise you it will pay back dividends to you down the road. You have to make it about the other person because when you do, if they're human and they have a heart, they're going to turn around and come back to you and ask you all the same questions. And then you're going to be able to speak very clearly about what you do. On occasion, you're going to meet someone who is not human and does not have a heart. And all they want to do is say, I. And then all you know at that point is they're just not your person. And it's okay. They're just really interested in themselves and you wish them the best. Bye-bye. We don't need to further this relationship because that other person, the I person, they're going to be taker. Take. They're not going to be a giver. But when you come into the new relationship and you come in as a giver, you're asking questions. How can I help you? Tell me a little bit about you. What would be the perfect person that I could send to you? You're making it about them. They will remember you and they will be way happy to refer to you as compared to the I person. So I don't want you to be afraid of networking. This is one of the most powerful ways for you to grow practice in your town. You become the authority. People start to recognize your specialty, your expertise, and you start getting the right types of patients coming to you that your headache patient or your thyroid patient or your Montezuma's revenge patient or a mold patient or whatever your specialty is. But you can only get those type of people when you're clear about how you articulate that when you meet someone. So I don't want you to be afraid of networking. I don't want you to be afraid of it at all. It is such an amazing way to get more people to have eyes on your business and have those other business owners, other professionals to serve you. If you're a chiropractor, you may find a couple of other or another chiropractor in a group somewhere, but they may specialize in low back pain and you specialize in headaches. But genius is a perfect cross pairing. So you're going to refer your low back people because you do functional medicine. They're going to refer their headache people that they can't fix. It's like so easy, but you got to make it about the other person. So I hope this is very helpful for you and opens your eyes to another possibility about how you might be able to network. This is one of the topics, of course, that we talk about inside Clinical Business Academy. And if you have not yet had a chance to go check that out, you need to do that. If you want to grow and market and scale a very profitable, successful practice on your terms, not on what I say, meaning it doesn't have to be a high ticket program or it doesn't have to have a membership. It could just be a fee for service or it could be a part-time practice. How do you want your business to look? That's what I'm going to help you create. So it's a very customized program that'll allow you to grow and scale to the level that you want to. You may be getting ready to retire. You're like, I don't want to build a seven-figure practice. Not interested. Fine. What would you like? Would you like a $500,000? Great. I'll help you get there. You want $300,000 part-time 2 days a week? Awesome. I'll help you get there. It's on your terms, but I'm going to give you all the tools, all the training, and all the resources how to market, grow, scale, and make a profitable practice. Clinical Business Academy. Go to rhondanelson.com/CBA. This networking training, the one that we just talked about, goes into even more detail, along with lots of other kinds of business growth training. But I wanted to share this one with you because it is such an important one and one that so many practitioners just kind of skip by because we get uncomfortable. But I hope this is a good reframe for you to be able to embrace this concept of networking in a whole new way that allows you to get out and communicate what you do in a way that puts the other person first and foremost, puts you in the backseat until their human, heart-based self is able to interact with you and ask you questions. Then you can be specific about what you do. That makes you memorable, and it allows people to very clearly send you the right types of patients. So that's it for this week. Have an awesome week. I pray you have an abundant, financially prosperous week. I will see you back on the podcast next week.